Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we're recording. We're recording the Moab, Utah episode.
That's what I like to hear.
The Moab. So I just got to ask, have you ever been out here?
No, I've been to Salt Lake City several times. My dad used to work for a company called Wasatch, which is headquartered just north of Salt Lake City. But every time I've been out there, I just flew in to Salt Lake, and I never went anywhere else. But it's certainly, I don't use the term bucket list. The only reason why I haven't went out there is because I just haven't went out there. Me and my brother, my dad's going out there this week, actually. My brother's been out there a dozen times, so I just haven't went.
Well, we flew into Salt Lake, and then we took the route. First of all, I was super busy when we got to Salt Lake, you know, because it was, I can't remember now, Thursday, rush hour, sort of. And it took us out, and I kid you not. So we went out through Provo to a small town. Well, the first small town we came. So keep in mind, we leave. It's like a line in the sand where the city stops, and the next thing you're just on a 2-lane road, traveling through, you know, these big mountains or hills or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I kid you not, until we got to what was a small mining town called Balancing Rock. We saw one gas station and pretty much nothing else. That whole, you know, and I was like, man, this is pretty, we're like, this is desolate, basically. It's still light out or whatever. But so we got to this Balancing Rock, which you could see the rock wasn't balancing anymore. It apparently had fallen down this mining town that was then became like a Route 66 tourist attraction because, you know, it had the Balancing Rock Motel there on the side, which was completely abandoned and desolate or whatever. So obviously once the rock wasn't balancing anymore, it kind of did away with the roadside attraction.
Right.
And we get to go to this little town called Price, and we stop and get something to eat because, you know, because we have no idea. No, there's no frame of reference where we're driving, how it's going to be. And once we left Price, it was an hour before we even saw a house, almost. There was nothing alongside the road. We saw lights, like, way out in the field. Like, I hoped it was a house, you know, because it got dark. And if you'd have broke down out there, you'd have been done. You'd have been
that on sounds like the beginning of a
bad horror movie.
A screenplay. Yeah. Was you feeling it while you were driving through there?
Oh yeah. Well, because Christy was a little nervous, you know. Because
she never been out in the middle of nowhere.
Never been out in the
real, you know, real nowhere. I mean, going to Ohio cornfields 10 miles from town ain't nowhere.
Yeah. That's what we said to each other. Nowhere in Ohio is nothing like nowhere out here. You know, it was nothing. Because but the bad part was is now by then we're driving at night and we're missing a lot of the really cool scenery that we had just experienced, you know, for a couple hours, and to the point where we got to it was a 2-lane highway that became 3 lanes on the side that was going uphill, okay, because then it gave trucks an opportunity who couldn't get up the hill as fast as cars to get over and you could pass them. So, you know, so we finally get on this 4-lane highway 70 that takes us down to this 191 that comes into Moab. And by now we're punch drunk, tired, because we've already been on 2 airplane flights, 2 you know, a 2-hour layover in Dallas. We've driven all this way and we're still not that. We're driving into Moab to the Moab Valley. I have no idea. Okay. You cannot see what's on either side of you. And I look up and I'm like, there's an airplane flying. And Christy goes, that is not an airplane. That's a car. So it was two cars driving way up in this.
Yep.
Way
up on the mountain somewhere.
Which then is a place we went yesterday, which was the Arches National Park.
Yep. And who's side by side? Y'all just rent them or what'd y'all do?
So we went, and gosh darn, I can't remember the name of the company. I'll have to, but we had this awesome guy, Jenna. So we went to this company, we rented, there was 10 of us. So we had a 4-person and a 6-person, and this Jenna was our guide. And then there was a group of 2 of them behind us. And, you know, she's like, kind of downplaying it. Like, oh, it won't be too bad and whatever. Well, that video I put up on Instagram, so if anybody wants to see the video, go to my Instagram page. I'm not a thrill seeker, okay? My idea of a thrill seeker
obviously.
Is, yeah, I'm not, you know, is maybe getting milk that's right near the expiration date. That's my idea of a thrill. Like, is it going to be good or is it going to be bad? So my cousin Matt is driving ours, and it's my cousin Matt and Christy and me and my aunt and uncle and their little grandson. And, you know, Matt, he's a fireman, you know, drives huge fire trucks and stuff and squads and everything. I'm telling you, he was nervous because we went up that first hill. We're like, there's no way we're going up this hill. And sure enough, right up that, I mean, and you can't, I mean, I looked over the side. You can't, if you got over just a little bit, you're.
Didn't you see where those two gals and her tour guide got killed last week? When you first hit me the thing, I thought.
Where?
Yes. Where? I thought you were sending me the video of it.
What?
Two gals and a tour guide. I think it was in the Grand Canyon National Park. Okay. Two gals and a tour guide. And what people were trying to figure out was why the tour guide wasn't driving. One of the gals was. Like, they must have talked him.
Oh, geez.
You know what you mean? She must have talked him into letting her drive. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Big mistake.
And within, you know, because they were posting stuff. And within, you know, I don't remember if it was 50 yards or 5 minutes or something, they were dead. They were upside down 300 feet down a mountain.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, but what I soon realized was going up that big hill and then down it, that was the best part of it because you get back in there and it's, you know, boom. But I mean, I'm sure my kidneys and liver switched places and then probably switched. I mean, it was throwing me in. How that door on the right side where I was sitting stayed locked with my big fat butt banging up against it is beyond me, you know, but And then we passed all these people, they like doing it privately on Jeeps and their own side by sides. And I'm like, I'm sorry. And I know we probably have a lot of listeners that this is their idea of a thrill and a drink. It was good to do it once.
You better not go to Arizona with me then.
Oh, God.
Of course, well, I might go to the casino or something, but.
Yeah. Well, so we went out to this very far rock point. And where you could stand and you could just look down and see the Colorado. That was beautiful. It was pretty amazing. And I've never been to the Grand Canyon, but I told Christy, like, at that point, and then yesterday when we were in the Arches, I can't imagine what the Grand Canyon looks like because of how vast, like, that Arches National Park is. Like, God, how much bigger is the Grand Canyon than this? So I don't even know that I can comprehend how big that is, you know. And then we came back and stopped at a place where there's, you know, dinosaur footprints and stuff like that. And I mean, it's just, yeah, it's stuff you don't, it's worth going out and seeing and experiencing because you can't see that back here. But I'm not sure I could come out and go four-wheeling and hiking and stuff that's just, wow. That's out of my comfort zone. But it is. It's beautiful. landscape. And a couple times, you know, we stood there and I'm like, just imagine you are a cowboy or you're a settler or something. And you're at one end of that and you're looking, you've already crossed the Rockies. Okay. And now you look across all that and you're like, well, I got to keep going. Like I told, I can't, it's hard enough for me to comprehend how people kept going through West Virginia and parts of Pennsylvania because they wanted to settle west. Okay. But what on earth pushed you to keep going to say, I need to get to California? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it just, the lure of whatever was there had to be so great because that would have just been, there's not a lot of people that could make that trek today. I'm just telling you. That those pioneers did back then. No way. Agree, disagree? I don't know.
Well, I think that would have solved a lot of problems right there. It did solve a lot of problems, which was why only the toughest people settled that Western seaboard. And it wasn't until the implementation of the railroad, and let's just skip a few decades, you know, that really mass transit is what's killed California. Because back in the old days, only the best people got there. Okay. And you were either Spanish or only the best people got there because you had to either ride the steamer all around the Cape of Magellan and the roughest seas in the world, maybe get through some, maybe cross down there in Panama, dodge malaria and all that, and only the best DNA got there. Okay. So What happened is Eisenhower created the interstate system, the jet airplane was devised, and the DNA pool out there has it's screwed up worse than a freaking Amish colony, you know? And that's the reason why the West Coast. So maybe if
the only way you could get to California,
they talk about affordable housing. Right? Hey, they talk about affordable housing. We fly those people back out to Salt Lake and make them go back. You get a free house if you walk back to Sacramento, and only the best ones will survive. The other ones won't. The bears and mountain lions that they're so worried about will have something to eat. I just think it's a win-win.
I got to hand it to anybody that made it through those conditions for sure. I mean, it was awe-inspiring just to think that stuff is how long that terrain has been there and that people traversed it and that's how they got from point A to point B. That's just amazing. And what was cool was, so I asked the lady, I said, well, what are those mountains over there? And she goes, that's Mount LaSalle. And I'm like, LaSalle? And she goes, yeah, there was an early expedition that came through here and they looked over there and they saw those mountains and it was summertime here, but up in the mountains, they were white peaks. And she goes, they thought there's no way those are snow, that was salt. Salt were covering there was that much salt, it was covering the top of the mountain. So they called it Mount LaSalle.
Because they didn't realize it was snow.
Didn't realize it was snow. Thought there would be no possible way that where they were, it was middle of summer, and up there could still be snow. How about that? And they just crossed the Rockies. It had to just cross the Rockies, which would have probably had similar, or but even more, because Rockies had to be much higher than this. So
I think that just, you know, that's another thing in what's going on in the world. People just forget so easily, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so we're, you know, today's a wedding. So, you know, we're going to, I guess this place is out in the middle of canyon. So it's another, you know, just picture opportunity after picture opportunity. And beautiful country that I can't see unless we drive out. We make a trip out west just to drive because I would like to see some other stuff. But I just am not the guy that's driving to go take a four-wheeler.
You know, my dad just left Cincinnati. He's driving to Rapid. He's taking a month out there. He's driving he's driving Rapid City. He's going to Devil's Tower. Then he's going to go over to Cody, Wyoming. And then he's going to go through Yellowstone. Then he's going to go through Billings, Helena. He's going to go up through Washington, down the Yakima Valley, down the Columbia River. He's going to cross, you know, down there into Oregon, come back through Portland. He's going to basically take 90 out and 80 back. Is the short version. And then when he's coming back, he's going to go back. So he's going through all the places he used to live. Montana, Washington, Utah. He's,
Well, I think I'd like to take a road trip like that, but I'm not taking a road trip. Like, here
in Moab, I talked him in. I was trying to talk him in. I told him what he needed to do is fly from Cincinnati to, because it's 17 hours from Cincinnati to Rapid City. I said, dude, just fly it and rent your car there and drive around. You know, it takes the first 2 days, to, you know, because he said there
just was nothing. Just to get
there. Yes. Yes.
Well, you can see here in Moab that it's starting to get discovered as like a playground for the people who, you know, love that outdoor stuff.
I think it's been a playground. I think COVID has pushed so many people out there that.
Well, we're sitting here in townhouses that the one next to us is for sale for over $1 million.
In right 10 years ago, it was $250,000.
Yeah, and across the street is a trailer park that's run down. There's an abandoned building out front that looked like an old school or something. And I told him, I said, at some point, the money here is going to buy all that stuff up, tear it down. And this is going to be, because this town
just leave it a trailer park.
I don't think so. I don't think people that coming in here are going to want a trailer park. I think
why not?
It seems like
yeah, you might as well. Hey, with that kind of attitude, you might as well live up here at. I ain't gonna say it.
Oh, I know what you're gonna say. You know, they just
so yeah, you yeah, might as well live up there, right?
Anyway, I'm just saying that's not my attitude to tear it now. Is I can see people coming in here and buying that land up and turning it into other condos and stuff. And I will say this, though. I don't feel the need to dress up to go out to eat or anything.
Why? They all look like bums?
Everybody looks like they got off a dirt bike or a mountain bike or something.
Yeah.
Just hanging out. I mean, it's about as laid back a town as you could imagine, for sure.
I don't know. I can imagine pretty laid back. It's bike week here in the Ozarks. We got 150,000 motorcycles in my county. So,
do you really?
Mm-hmm. I've seen laid back.
Any trouble? Any trouble brewing out there?
I didn't check the crash report. I had a bet with somebody how it was going to be over under on our fatalities and accidents.
Ooh, are you keeping track? I mean, what's
even look. You know, I don't think here I can check this quick. Because usually they kill a few of many in normal. Of course, they might be a little less this week because everybody pays attention.
Because
there's usually one.
Because bikers pay attention for other bikers.
Yes.
They're the ones that are dominating the road, and they're the ones.
Yes, and then there are certain stretches, like on the main drags and stuff, they shut it down from 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. to motorcycle traffic only.
Ah, well, that's
probably certain
smart.
On the business loop and stuff that you can't get a car on. It's all motorcycles, so if they get killed, it's their own fault.
I will say this is the one trip I've been on where I've totally lost track of what day it is and what.
Well, that means it's the correct trip then, right?
Well, you know, I don't. Since we always use we stay in the Eastern time zone. The times never change, and nothing ever. Here, it's just kind of being a 2-hour time difference. I don't even know what's going on. You know, I'm eating. I'm staying up late. Like I usually stay up till 11 o'clock. Well, here now it's 1 o'clock. I'm staying up till 11 o'clock. Oh, and I'm not looking forward to the trips back on the air. You know, I just don't like flying. I know some people love flying. I just don't. I just don't. I had ILC both of the 2-hour flights that we took. And I kid you not, that second one, I think that lady, that one stewardess, she told her friend, I'm going to run into this guy 25 times as I walk up and down the aisle. just to see. And I think it was a game they were playing. Because I bet she hit me at least 25 times.
Maybe she liked you.
I'm thinking, lady,
maybe she knew you were from the shot, one of the From the Shadows personalities, and she was.
Well, hey, look, I'm telling you, we picked up some new listeners out here. The tour guide Jenna, she had a friend who's from around the Skinwalker Ranch area up here, and so she's gonna put me in touch with her. And then my cousin who's getting married, he's a fireman in Fort Wayne, Indiana, which now I can't figure this out. He's in Fort Wayne. The girl he's marrying is from Buffalo. Where we live in Ohio is in between.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That just seemed like the most natural place to have a wedding, but instead, we're all out here in Utah.
Well, I guess Niagara's probably been wore out with weddings by now, hasn't it?
I don't know. But they've been hiking every day, and they actually got in their pickup truck from Fort Wayne, and they've been on the road for 10 days before they even got here. And they sleep in their back of their pickup truck, and they pull off and go hiking and camping and stuff. And
how old are they?
She's in her early 30s. He's in his late 30s. But they're single. You know, of course they're single. That's how they're getting married. But no kids, nothing. They got a dog. That's it. You know, young professionals. And they just, you know, that's the way they roll these days.
They haven't had kids suck the life out of them yet for a decade or two.
No, and I mean, maybe they won't. Maybe they won't ever have kids, and they'll never have the life sucked out of them, you know? But just think about what they're missing by not having the life drained from every part of their body. I will tell you what went way smoother than I ever imagined was the car rental. That went way smoother.
Why would you think it? I don't know if I've ever had a car rental that didn't go real smooth.
Well, because I worked in the car rental industry for a long time, and none of them ever went smooth.
That's why you don't work there anymore. Okay.
Are you saying it was me?
No, I'm saying you didn't work out. It's okay. You weren't. Maybe you weren't. Not everybody's cut out for the rental desk.
I just, you know, and they even upgraded me to a Ford Escape. You know, I had rented a car. And I told Christy, I said my philosophy was I'm going to rent this car, pay for it. Then, you know, back in May or whatever, I said, so then when we get there, I'll forget how much I've already paid for it. And when I say, can I upgrade to a sport utility? They'll say, well, it's another $350. I'll be like, hey, okay, I'm paying $350 for a sport utility. Never remembering that I've already paid $350 for the car. And, but they, without even prompting, they said, hey, you know, we don't have this Malibu. You want this Ford Escape? And I'm like, sure, I'll take that. Now, the thing I don't like is it's one of those shuts off every time you get to the stop sign.
There's a little switch. My F-150 does that. There's a little switch up around the dash. Just pushing it. Quit doing that.
I'll have to do it. It's so annoying. I feel like I'm going to wreck, you know. I feel like I'm going to wreck. But,
it's been a pretty good trip. I wanted to say a Ford Escape is not really a sport utility. But
listen, I've told
it is. Call it whatever you want.
It is in my...
If that's what makes you feel better.
It's not my Suburban, but it's as good as...
Yeah, that's what I mean. Come on, dude. How far are you fallen?
Well, you could see about how far I almost fell. Now, we did have one real close call. We were going down this real sharp, you know, sharp. It was straight down, and then you had to take a right. And my cousin gets down there, and his tire gets stuck. So he gasses it, you know, pushes it, and almost takes us over the edge to the left and straightens it out. I think my uncle lost 5 years of his life. I mean, he really, you know, he's kind of up there anyway. He doesn't have a whole lot to give up.
Well, is it time or is it quantity or quality?
No, he's good on all that. But I'm just saying, when you get into your late 60s, you probably don't want to give up 5 years of your life because of a UTV accident.
Right.
You know, so it was good, though. It's been a good trip to get to hang out with my aunt and uncle and my cousins and stuff. I don't get to, even though they live close, we don't get to do that very often. So it's been kind of fun. Other than, like I said, it's, you know, we're hiking. We did some hiking, and I'm like, I could be at the mail on the mail route doing this. You know, said we're going to the Arches. I'm like, man, we're going to McDonald's. All right. No, it wasn't McDonald's. It was just a bigger. I didn't get a Big Mac out.
Well, hey.
But on another note, I did get a I got a little message. Somebody at our buddy's restaurant. Let's see, Emma Lanati and her husband Nate went to eat at our buddy's restaurant there in Connecticut. She was the first official orderer of the Ozark Howler sandwich. They sent us pictures. We'll put it up on social media. She's holding the mug that I sent them. She got a free mug for being the first person to order the Ozark Howler. So how about that? Congratulations, Emma. I guess her and Nate, now they're going to be fans of the show.
I hope they didn't get sick.
I hope so either, because that sandwich got to be pretty tough.
Well, that's right. Hey, did you see the reason why we can't find any Bigfoot tracks?
Yeah, I saw that, because they're riding on the back of cougars.
Yeah.
Or bear, right? Or bear.
I don't know. Maybe. Mm-hmm.
I did. I had one of the firemen that came out for the wedding had a, he kind of cornered me last night a little bit. Jay, super great dude. He drove the other UTV, and he's a fireman up in Michigan. And, we had a long discussion last night about how he believes in the UFOs and the ghosts, but he didn't believe in Bigfoot. And I'm just like, how can you believe in spirits and believe in intergalactic travel, but you can't believe in a supposed two-legged biological creature out there running around? And he's like, I just think somebody would have shot him by now. I said, well, maybe they have. And, you know, the government will let them have the pleasure of keeping it and putting it on display. No?
I don't know. You know, I was thinking of intergalactic travel, and I think we're there already. I mean, I think the government's going to come out any second now.
And tell us. Tell us.
But the UFOs, did you see that the DOD just banned the Navy from talking about UFOs anymore and released any more videos and stuff?
I did. What do you think that's all about? I mean, they did it under the guise of national security, right? So does that mean that some of that stuff is technology that we already have and that some of it's us? And that they're not, because, you know, one of the theories is that those spaceships and stuff they captured, that's actually us from the future coming back to kind of like either give us some sort of information or, you know, steer us in a different direction. That's one of the theories, is that they figured out, because I think the thing is the portals/wormhole idea is the whole thing that of intergalactic, you know, that's how you're going to do space travel. You know, is that you're going to have to figure out how to travel through a wormhole or a portal where time and light is bent, you know, and makes it short, like instantaneous. That no matter what we came up with, technology-wise, you just would not be able to travel. A human or an organic being would not be able to travel through space for that length of time that it would actually take. That makes sense?
Yeah, you mean physically?
Yeah, physically. Like there's nothing they're going to be able to come up with that's going to make traveling from Earth to the edge of the solar system faster. It's at the mercy of physics, of the technology they can create. And it's never going to be fast enough that it's still going to take 100 years, or it's still going to take 1,000 years or whatever, because it's just not, plane space travel is never going to be fast enough. And a regular organic human being would never be able to survive anything beyond that. So the idea is they're going to have to travel through portals or wormholes, which basically, if it's like if you took a piece of paper and bent it in half, but the portals were at the edge of the paper, and if you bent the paper in half, the portals from one end would line up with the portal from the other end. And you would travel that far just like that in a split second, you know, because they were right there. That's the whole idea, is how that would happen. So maybe that in the future we've discovered that, and now they can, you know, that's us coming back to talk to us or interact with us.
Could be, I suppose, now that you say it like that. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah. I mean, that it may not be aliens. Like what we consider aliens. It's just us coming back saying, hey, look, whatever you do, don't bet on the Browns to win the Super Bowl.
I was going to say, with 5 million people coming across the border in the last 20 months, I think the aliens are here, aren't they?
I don't know. Is there really that many that have come across?
That's what they said. 5 million.
Yeah, but, you know, I always, whenever somebody says that's what they said, who's they? You know, and how do they know anything?
I don't know what
they do. Because they always get the weather wrong. So why would I trust them about anything else?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
So I did get a couple notes from some people. They always like tune in because they get a little bit of a history lesson. But they said they were really surprised at last week to find out that Leif Garrett discovered America.
Leif Garrett. I thought it was Leif Erikson.
It was, but you said Leif Garrett.
Yeah, well, I don't care. It don't matter. Was
it? But what I'm going to do is, I think for the playlist tonight at the wedding, I am going to ask, I'm going to request some Leif Erikson. I mean, some Leif Garrett. You were made for dancing.
Yeah, why not? That's right.
Let's see if anybody remembers.
They will. I'm wore out. I went to bed at midnight last night, and I'm just wore out today.
What was going on? Why'd you go to bed so late?
It's homecoming. I had to wait for all the kids to come home. My boy had a friend over. My daughter had 3 or 4 girls who went to homecoming. They all came home and had to rehash all the stuff. I had to give all these young gals advice.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How was that? How'd that go?
Marry for money. I mean, they're easier to get than get rid of. I don't know. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. You know, how would you like to be out? I don't know. In some ways, I'd like to be that age again. In other ways, it'd drive me, knowing what I know, but in other ways, it'd just drive me crazy, wouldn't it?
It would, because, you know, I'm sitting here listening to Izzy and my cousin's daughter, Alexis, and, you know, they're here missing their schools, homecomings and stuff, and I'm listening to, you know, Alexis talk about how the guy she's supposed to go to homecoming with is, because she's not here, he's going to homecoming with another girl, And now she'd promised this guy that if he couldn't get a date, she'd go to homecoming with him and stuff. And I'm like,
wait a second. If you couldn't, you're supposed to go with this other person?
She was supposed to go with this one guy last night. And because she's in, because she's out here, he had to go with a friend. Okay. And I'm like, well, I'm not buying any of that stuff. But she then had told us earlier in the day that another kid, her best friend's brother, who is a 4.0 student, quarterback of the football team where he goes to school, that he was, they made a deal. She said, look, if you don't have a date, I'll go to homecoming with you. Christy turns around and goes, you know he's not going to go find another date. You're way too good looking. He's just going to roll the dice that you're going to stick up to the, you know, stick to this bargain you made, and he's going to take you to homecoming. Why wouldn't he? He's already got you. She's like, no, it's not like that. We're just good friends. Whatever. Like,
come on. That's the way it starts.
That's the way it starts. We're just good friends. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. Nobody ends up as good friends, but that's the way it starts, right?
Well, it just depends, right? I don't know. It just depends.
So do you think any of those young ladies are going to take your...
No, they don't care. Advice? They don't care about... No, they don't even know. My world is so... I'm like that time-space continuum that you just said were bent. It was bent a while ago.
Yeah,
my mind, my brain is just bent compared to them. You know what I'm saying? I'm twisted around, or, you know, I'm like one of those new age progressive pieces of artwork where they take a piece of bended, shiny and rusty steel and put it out in the yard, twist it around, and people really don't know what it means.
Yes, exactly.
I'm just an old piece of hardware bent around. And
but how could you be an old piece of new modern art? That's kind of a... Well,
that's because I got this podcast now, so that's the new modern art part, right? I got a Canadian visitors. I can go up there and chop wood, and Canadian fans, I can go hide out in the winter. Maybe there's some ice fishing up there. We just go hang out in the ice house all winter.
See, that's another thing I don't know that I could do. Here's what we're going to do. Sometime before it's all said and done, I'll go on a fishing trip with you. I'm not a big fisherman, but I think I could go on a fishing trip with you.
I don't know.
You don't trust me? You don't trust me?
No, I don't know. Maybe, yeah. I was just trying to think of where we would go. Where's the best place where you get your best experience? That's what I was just thinking.
I don't know. Look, it doesn't matter to me. I don't know what I'm doing anyway. You know, as long as I can get the line in the water, I feel like I'm doing something.
You know what they say fishing is?
What's that?
A jerk at one end of the line waiting for a jerk at the other.
Listen, I heard a great one. I was in this rare bookstore in Moab looking at books and stuff.
Rare because there's not very many books, or rare because there's no bookstores up there?
It was rare because they had a lot of old stuff in the back. And you know, here's this old gentleman in there, and as he's getting ready to leave, he tells the lady, he says, hey, you know, it's so hot in Topeka that they're feeding the chickens ice chips. She goes, really? And he goes, yeah, they don't want them to start laying hard-boiled eggs.
Did she believe that?
I don't know. But I thought, you know what? I thank God for dad jokes, because that's fantastic.
I guess. That's right. That's right.
I mean, you follow that up from the jerk on one end to the jerk on the other. I mean, how do you beat that?
You can't.
You know, you can't tell me that there won't be at least one listener that goes and tells those two jokes today.
Well, I hope they both do. Tell both, right?
That's right. That's right. Well, I gotta get go get in the shower.
You gotta go to the wedding. Yeah, going to the you're going to the chapel.
That's right. Now I will say I heard this morning at breakfast, my aunt, my cousin, they said, well, you know, they're doing the vows before the wedding. And I'm like, what do you mean they're doing? Yeah, they're saying their vows to each other before the wedding. And I'm like, well, then what's the wedding? What are we doing at the wedding? Isn't the wedding the whole part of watching them exchange vows? And they're just like, that's just the way they want to do it. So I'm not even sure I'm going to a wedding. I'm going to an announcement that they've already been, hey, everybody, they're already married. Thanks for coming. I don't know. I don't know what we're going to. So it's supposed to be, it's labeled a wedding, but I have this feeling they're already going to be Mr. and Mrs. Grove before we get there. So I don't know.
No. Good for kids, you. Good for them.
Kids these days, right? Maybe they're embarrassed. Maybe they don't want us to hear what they wrote for vows to each other.
But could be.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know? You
maybe they've had one of them naked weddings and stuff.
Naked wedding. Oh my gosh. Well, hey, on that note, thank God they left me out of it.
Okay. Sounds good. See you later.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the From the Shadows podcast. Until next time, never shy away from the darkness or what may be lurking in the shadows. We are out.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.